Thank you. Wonderful Heavenly Father, once again, we believe that you came here before us and you are in our midst. You know the desire of our heart, the thirst we have, and also the anger for you to be in our life and in our heart. Come tonight and give us what we need, and also bless all the brothers are missing tonight. May you strengthen their hand. It's true that we're living in a hard time, but we know you are beyond everything. You are our inside warm, and your blessing is coming upon us with also your presence, the Shekinah. Lord, the anointed word that you are giving us also tonight, also the heart that are listening, each one of us, we're coming before you. And may again tonight there be joy in our heart as you are going to answer to the anger of our heart. We thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We read from the paragraph 419, because I wanted to read some passages of the scripture. You notice the three beasts, the perfect, the lamb, God, and the three perfect sacrifice. What was the lamb? What was the turtle dove? And what was the two turtle doves, man? The two turtle doves was sacrificed for both salvation and healing in the that went into it. You see, the atonement was made different, but healing continued the same, and so did salvation continue the same. The two turtle doves, so hear what the Lord is putting in our heart, is true. For this reason also today, we see there are still a different direction or taking of position. Here the Bible says the two turtle doves, they were for salvation and healing. The atonement was made differently, but healing continued the same. For this reason, today, miracles and healing are still there. Healing and salvation, they're working together. The two turtle doves, they represent sacrifice, and they represent sanctification. People were poor at that time. They used to give as a sacrifice turtle dove for their sanctification. For this reason, we have to highlight this thing. For atonement and healing, for this reason, Jesus Christ, in Hebrew 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So for this reason, we see this thing is against those people who saying their time of miracle passed already, or healings is not taking place today because we have to waiting for the third pool or the latter rain. But this thing is important to see it in the blood of Jesus. If the blood of Jesus is in the altar, it has to do the work that it's supposed to do. In the atonement, there is healing. The two turtle dove not divided meant they represented both salvation. By his stripes we were healed. He was wounded for our transgression. With his stripes we were healed. They were laid on the side, not separated. By the covenant, the part of the beast was three of them cut apart. You see? Then when they did that, they tore and made the covenant. You see, this thing is important. Because the big sacrifice represents the covenant he did with Abraham and also with all of us. We read some passages of scripture. For this reason, Isaiah 53 verse 5, also Luke 2:24, to show that Jesus Christ, he was presented when he went to Simeon to present him in the temple, they brought two turtle doves. And this thing has done it for us. For this reason is important. We see again in these two covenant. So we keep reading so we can add also other things here. What God has done since the beginning. Watch what God was telling Abraham. At Calvary, according to your seed, out of you came Isaac. Out of Isaac comes so and so, Jacob. Out of Jacob comes Joseph. Out of Joseph, on down, successors. Till finally, through the righteous seed, he just got through here. You see this thing? He's showing us that the Lord, since Genesis, we can also read in the book of Genesis 17 verse 9. Since the beginning, he wanted to unite what the devil has separated. Because the devil has separated when Eve, he came out from the side of Adam, the devil. So we were out of the kingdom of God, and now after 2,000 years, we have to go back in this reconciliation with God. What the bride of Christ, the covenant that God has done with the cutting apart the beast, has to go back to Christ. If you go in Genesis 17 verse 9. And God say unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. God say unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in that generation. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man. Here is talking about circumcision. In chapter 18. We have already talked about this several times. But it's important, something deep. God has treated with Abraham because he knew after Abraham, the generation after him, after all those things like rebellion and all those things they have done, they would have submitted themselves to the word of God. So God knew that. In Genesis 18, verse 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that things which I do? We see clearly that God did not hide anything to Abraham. For this reason, in John 15 is written, I reveal everything that my father has given to me, to you. For this reason, today all the world was brought back to the candlestick. The teaching that God has put in the candlestick, that teaching is going to bring us to the rapture, is the last message. For this reason, this message is preparing the second return coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord says, shall I hide from Abraham the things which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nation of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Amen. You see, this word is deep, is important. God, if God has elected a bride, he knew that he can count, or he can trust this bride. He could trust in these people, not because they are good people, but because in their heart there was this seed of life from the blessing that God has given to Abraham. He said, for I know him that he will command his children and his household. For this reason, in the house where there is a child of God in a family, if there is a believer in a family, he has to serve his children in the way they can listen to the word of God. It's important. Here in this word, there is an order that God has given to Abraham. For this reason, you cannot go beyond this. If you go beyond this word, you are going out of the blessing of God. So you are not anymore in the covenant. If God give his word in your heart, because he knows, we can give it again perfectly to other people. That's thus say the Lord. For this reason, today we see still a lot of confusion. We see family break down. It's also true that there have been a lot of errors, mistakes, a lot of things they were not well understood. For this reason, it's important. When you take the word of God, you have to act. But woe to you when you hear the word of God, you understand it, but you don't act. In Genesis, then we go back later. We keep reading. We can read also in the book of Isaiah 54 to get the verse more clear. Isaiah 54 is a precious word for Israel and also for us. We can read from verse 9. You can read the rest home. It's a wonderful chapter. When we think that the nation supposed to be left for their rebellion, but God has granted grace, because the plan that God has made for his elect, for his bride, is going to fulfill it. There is nothing impossible before God. The things like what we have is our weakness. We are lack of faith. In verse 9, the Bible says, For this is as the word of Noah unto me. For as I have shown that the word of Noah should no more go over earth, so have I shown I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. You see, this is related to the covenant that God has made with Abraham, with Israel, and also with the church. God here is talking to the devil, because the devil is showing us still that our sins were not removed. He's showing us we are not still yet in our place where we're supposed to be. He's the one is giving us bad thoughts, evil thoughts. But before God is not like this. Before God is different. For this reason, we have to watch out. For the mountain shall depart and the hill be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, say the Lord that had mercy on thee. Are you there? Have you catch it? A covenant is a covenant. A covenant is a covenant. So we have to be foolish for us to go all the way back to say, but. If you catch it once, you take it for eternity. Amen. This thing is important. We can keep reading. Watch what God was telling Abraham at Calvary, according to your seed. Out of you came Isaac, out of Isaac came so and so Jacob, out of Jacob came Joseph, and out of Joseph on down, successors, till finally through the righteous seed. He just got through here saying that our Lord sprung out of the nation that not Moses. Never even spoke of it. Come out of the priesthood. How Lord sprang out of the tribe of Judah, not out of Levi, for they were carnal legalists. But how Lord come out of Judah, glory. There you are. Where the promise was made. They were still here under law. Jesus Christ sprung out of the tribe of Judah. He came out of differently. If not, he would have remained that carnal thing. The original seed could not be like with the Levite. For this reason, God himself has to come in the flesh. So there was not anymore the legalist part. And this part, still today we see it in the midst of churches. For this reason, for to go beyond that perfection for what God has called us, this thing is important to recognize. Listen close now as we are close. And at Calvary, God came down and took the body of his own son, in which he had lived, and he ripped it apart at Calvary. He's bleeding, wounded, cut, and the spear ran in there and ripped him apart. And his blood gushed out, and he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. He bowed his head, and the heart shook, and the lightning flashes, the thunder roared. God was writing his everlasting covenant. Matthew 27, we can read it again. Matthew 27, is there at Calvary that he confirmed the covenant that God has done with the humanity, mankind, and also with Israel. Because after the bride will go to the rapture, 144,000 of Israel, they be sealed, and they will recognize who was the Lord Jesus. Matthew 27. Verse 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rock rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Thus the holy city is going to be like in the millennium, when the celestial Jerusalem will come down and the bride will be there. Also, in the book of John, the Bible will say, all is finished. The covenant is with all of us. We know it. It's true that we know. To live it is different. Here is where the exhortation is. Living it is something of, is a glorious thing. It's something special. It's something deep. We know that it has been done. There is no way back or to go back there. It's finished. Brother is still reading paragraph 422. Now, and he took his dead body from the grave. On the first day of the week, he brought it up into heaven and set it there as the high priest, as a memorial, sitting there perfect forever. And he sent the spirit that he tore out of that body right back down to the church. So we have to think well about it. The same spirit which was in Christ, the watch spirit which was in Christ, God has sent it upon his church. Today, we have not just to recognize it, but we have to know that that spirit is watching over his covenant for him to accomplish all the word of God. For this reason, we can see some passages of the scripture. As we said already, as Elijah said to Elisha, if you see me when I will ascend, the double spirit that was in the spirit that was in me, you get it in double portion if you take my coat. Different ministry, different functions, attribute, or different duties, by the same spirit that was in Brother Branham, is in Brother Frank, is the same spirit over the church. For this reason, the human spirit is going back to God, but the Holy Spirit is upon the people of God, upon men of God, for them to accomplish the will of God. This is the truth. For this reason, we have to be sure for what God has done in our life. And in the book of Ephesians 4, verse 7, we read it already. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gift unto man. So the Holy Spirit came over man. Where is supposed to come down? For this reason, we have to understand what is the baptism. Is a repentance first, so then is forgiveness of sin. So from the baptism, you repent and you be baptized, and you will have the gift of the Holy Ghost, and is there. For this reason, the Bible says, where two or three are gathering my name, there is in their midst. Also in Ephesians 1 chapter 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him as the own right hand in the heavenly places. As Brother Abraham say, as a memorial, he's there in this position, he's not moving there to intercede for us, to save still those was to be saved. And every day God was adding in the church those who has to be saved. For above all principalities, power and might and dominion, and every name that is in name. And we know also in the heavenly place there are demons, there are evil spirit. We have not to fight against flesh and body, but his on top of all those things. And this thing is giving us strength, because it's like he's showing us like him there's no one. Whatever demons, whatever all kind of difficulties we taking place in our life, he is above all things. He receives all authority, all power. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the which is to come. And had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of over all things to the church, which is body, the fullness of him that fill all in all. This thing is already done. How you are not receiving the Holy Spirit is an experience, but is there for everyone, for men and women, for the one who's desiring it. Also in Ephesians 3:4, Ephesians 4:3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Not just in the body of Christ, this unity of the Spirit. Also, in your personal life with God, there must be this desire, this seeking to be united with him. You know when you are going astray. You know when your spirit is out of the place. And may God help us to take it back, for us to be in the unity of the spirit. So when he's speaking, for us to listen and to act. If not, we are not going to do his will. In the bond of peace, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. There is a unity in a church, in different churches. You have to, in the name of Jesus Christ, people are not realizing that this unity must take place. There cannot be a church that's talking about doctrines in the way they want. If 10 churches they are in the same country, if those 10, they have the same spirit, it's like there's just one church, one thing. If not, there's something is wrong there. Everyone is calling upon the name of the Lord, but there is a problem there. They cannot say that they have all the same spirit. Everyone is calling upon the name of the Lord that they don't see, but they cannot come together because inside they are separated. May God help us. Because there is just one spirit, one Lord, one hope. There is one Lord, verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. When this bride will understand it, when you think about these deep things, you ask yourself, am I in there, Lord? And everyone is asking to himself this question. And the Spirit of God will connect us or light us all together. And the Lord of Jesus Christ is purifying all our sins. And me and you, then we will walk in the same way as we are in the same spirit. And that church will have to have the same spirit that was in that body, or it won't dovetail with it in the resurrection. Those two pieces must come perfectly together. And if this church isn't perfectly, just exactly the same spirit that was in Christ, you'll never go in the rapture. It's something deep here. Let's read some. Here when he's talking about that church, the bride is talking about the elect. In book of Romans, Romans 8:11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We read just this scripture. Chapter 8 of Romans is a special chapter. And the Bible says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus is the spirit of him that raised up Jesus, is the spirit of God, the Father, in the body of flesh, and he was ripped, he gave gift to men. He put his spirit upon the church. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from death dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall have quickened your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. This must take place. The same spirit of Christ, the same spirit that God has sent over the church and raised Christ, and is the spirit that God has given to the church to receive the, to get ready for the rapture. If not, there'll be something wrong there. We can read in the book of Genesis to understand when, what the eternal God has done through Jesus Christ for the church. For this reason, Jesus said in Matthew 19, at the beginning it was not so. Talking about divorce, when they ask him a question about. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. They were together. They were together. Then see what take place after that. And is what is to take place also now. And may God touch us for us to serve him with all our heart. And God blessed them. Here there was just one man in two. But then God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over fish, all the things. At the beginning they were one. If you can go all through the scripture, you see the way God is working this way. Then in chapter 2, in verse 18, and the Lord God said, it's not good that a man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And help meet for him. And now we see God is dividing them or separating them. Here where the spear on at the cross, it went into the side. And there was a reconciliation there. God divide them. Then after the separation, there be a fall. That Eve did sin. And everyone, all the humankind, goes beyond this sin. And now this covenant, the two parts which were divided, now they have to come together again. Hallelujah. The same spirit, the same bride now has to go back in Christ and to be one with him. Is it hard? It's not theory. It's something real. It's a reality. The bride of Christ is a divine reality. He can't stay without the other side. We see today in this life, husband and wife, they can separate it, things like this. But they are not realizing they have to become one, as in the spiritual, also in the natural. If not, it doesn't make sense to say the two become one. It's not about flesh. The flesh will pass. If the spirit that was raised up Christ from death is the same spirit that will raise up us, for this reason, there must be a real reconciliation. So love between the husband for a wife and the wife for the husband, it must be brought back. Study to keep the same spirit with the bond of peace. It's the same spirit, it's important. Today we are not seeing it in our midst, not yet. But it's a time for this reconciliation to take place. If not the Lord Jesus Christ. If there is not a reconciliation, the body of Christ cannot come together. And if it doesn't take place now, it's not going to take place. For me, it's wonderful, this thing. At the beginning, it was not so. They were not divided. For this reason, today we have to come back again. Exactly the same spirit. Those two pieces must come perfectly together. And this church isn't perfectly, just exactly the same spirit that was in Christ. You never go in the rapture. I believe this thing is serious. Truly, it's time for us to be reunited with Jesus Christ. There is the everlasting covenant, brother. Seek it out yourself, what is in your heart. Love the Lord. Really be sure you are saved. Are you there? If we sit to meditate, to say, I'm there or not, you have to have it, you have to have this assurance. Not saying just pretending to have it. But then pretending that you have it, then you see in your life things that they are showing you that you don't have it. Don't take a chance on it. You are gambling. Oh, you American people love to gamble. But don't you gamble on that. You be sure that you are right. Not because you join church, but because that you are truly born again. Christ has come to you in the person of the Holy Ghost. In 1 Corinthians verse 12, chapter 12, verse 12. For us to keep it in our heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, We all know all these passages of the scripture, but tonight they can become all one in us. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, in one Spirit. It must be the same body, whether we be Jewish, Gentile, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. In the time of Luther, they were all drink into one Spirit, Wesley and etc. And today, the same Spirit who is preparing the bride for the returning of the Lord, as John the Baptist came for the first coming, and this message came for the second coming, the same Spirit must be there. This is a task, said the Lord, and His word is the truth. If not, we are after the truth. We were baptized and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Everyone has the message. Watch out. Everyone received the message of Brother Branham, also the message of Brother Frank. Everyone. But there are still people rejecting Brother Frank, or people who just standing for Brother Branham, but they are not realizing. They are far from the reality. They are far from the divine reality, one Spirit. And it must be, we have to seek for it. We have to seek for it every day. You have to ask to yourself, am I in the Spirit? The words that I'm saying, are they right? Am I doing the right things? Am I saying the right things? You have to pay attention, for the devil come and he just get through your thoughts. And then you start thinking about all different things that is against the word of God. May God help us. For this reason, we have to, in Romans 8:16 or 8:14, the Bible says, the Spirit of God bear record to my spirit that I'm son of God. There must be this reality. If not, how we do it? It's true that we have a lot of worry in this earth, things to do. It's also true that God has called me. Then what we do? This thing is a reality. Romans 8:16. How happy should we be to see the same Spirit that was in Jesus Christ right among us, doing the same things that He did when He was on here on earth. How happy we should be. Let's pray as we bow our head. Lord, it's been a great day. Though I feel like that's all we do, I fail. I can't represent it right. Lord, I pray that You forgive me of my stupid ways. Oh, I confess all my sins before You and ask for mercy, knowing that there is a great high priest standing yonder at the right hand of God in the heaven, who wasn't made after Aaron, after laws or legal things, but He was set there because the grace of God that looked forward before the foundation of the world and seen me down here in the world, and that for my sin, to bring me back to the kingdom of God. You can see the humility, the humbleness of this man. We have to see also our position. He is a continuous checking of ourselves in the mirror of the word of God. when you cease or you stop, you are giving the way to the devil. You are giving place to devil to get inside. Cause this spirit that now reigns in your people is eternal, as God is eternal. I give unto them eternal life, ever life, everlasting life, and they shall never perish. And at the judgment, they never be there. They don't pass by the judgment. They gone into glory. And if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting yonder. You see, as the scripture, passages of the scripture coming in mind of this, they came in mind of the man of God. 2 Corinthians. What's the meaning of this? It means like you have an assurance of eternal life. We know that when this earthly body, it will not be there anymore. It's not going to be there anymore. If God call us before the rapture, we have to be sure that we be in resurrection. And there in the heaven, there is a real body. The body that God has taught already before the foundation of the world. And now we are having a negative on us. But there in the other side, there is a positive. And I'm sure that if this earthly body is not there anymore, my body is waiting for me there. The heavenly body that God has prepared before the foundation of the world is ready for me to go in to glorify the Lord, to be before Him, etc. And to be seated in His throne as He sat in the throne of His Father. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hand, eternally in the heavens. Exactly with the, like the line of the Levite in the flesh, still under sin, because the flesh is submitted to the sin. Till this body will be redeemed totally, because the Lord has redeemed our soul, our spirit, and also the body. But the body has to follow his way, and one day we die. Isn't it glorious? May God bless us. If there be one here tonight who has never yet drank the real blood of the covenant, that doesn't know what it means to be born again, to have a real fellowship with Christ in their heart, of her heart, may they receive Him just now as we wait and give the opportunity. And at the day, we pray that we have represented the gospel in the right light. We pray in Christ's name. You see here, what is this Holy Spirit? How you receive it? How he came for the first time? Did they study, or did they special thing to receive the Holy Spirit in the first at the first time? How did the Spirit of God come when Peter, the one who has the key, was preaching before those 3,000 people? How did they receive the Holy Spirit? Question. Is your faith with acting? Is your faith acting conform according to the word of God, according to the covenant that God has done? Your faith. Everything that God has given us, you have to take it by faith. You have just to say, yes, Lord, I accept it. I believe in it. Then it's going to take place. You don't need to jump. You don't need to cry or to scream. No, it's there. It's there. It's already inside. It came. You receive it. You have to know that you receive. And in the day to come, you see how he's going to manifest himself. This is that said the Lord. It's through faith. May God grant grace. The love of God is to love God with all your heart, with your soul, with your whole spirit, with all your strength. And then he's going to shed, to pour his spirit upon you. This is the truth. There is no other way. For this reason, I don't still understand. Other brothers, they are saying we have to wait for the latter rain for us to receive the Holy Spirit. They did not understand yet. They are really going astray. May God have mercy on them for them to understand. For them to go down on their knees and to cry, to repent. Because this man of God, full of the Spirit of God, Brother Branham, but he was there praying, asking God forgiveness for his sin, because he realized he has sinned. This is just grace of God. It's when you receive the Spirit of God. And it's in this way that God has blessed his church. The latter rain, the outpouring will take place. But after. If you haven't got it, would you just raise your hand to him saying, Lord, this is the sign that I desired? Would you put your hand up? God bless you back, lady. God bless you here, sir. Bless you here, sir. God be with you. That's fine. This man on the end here, God bless you, my brother. And someone else. Just before now we close, just waiting for a few moments. God bless you back there, son. Someone else. I desire. Lord God. You see the way he's longing. He's longing for it. For this reason, in here 70, when the presence of the Lord was there, we were longing to receive it. We were longing to touch it. We were longing to see it. It was a earthness sinking. People were desiring it with all their heart. And it must take place also now. It has to be so. And when it's like this, God has to answer. He cannot do otherwise. You know my heart. You know what is in my mind. You, the Spirit of God, is quicker. And sharper than two-edged sword, even piercing the two asunder of the marrow of the bone, and a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Think of that. He knows your very thoughts, your intention. Would you raise your hand, say, be merciful Be merciful to me, God, right now. I want you to know that I know that I'm wrong and I realize it, but I want to be right. We don't want to worry about that. Rock of ages, clear for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy side flowing side be for sin double cure. Ensure by it to immutable things. Save from wrath and make me purer while I draw. Lord, grant just now that we will all recognize that this breath that we are drawing are fleeting. Yeah, the breath that we are drawing are fleeting. We don't know how many more we have ahead of us. Oh, be merciful to us and to those who know everyone, to those who raise their hand. Lord, there is no need to mention them. You know every one of them. But I just offer this prayer of intercession for them. I pray that you take away the condemnation from their heart and let them come boldly just now unto the throne. Walk boldly right up to the throne of God. Claim their God-given privilege. Now, 4:37. Now, while the elder has gone in to make ready for the baptism, I would like to explain to the audience. I'll ask some of the deacons if they can hear me in the room. When they are ready, come and tell me, and so we can move the microphone. Now I want to read some of the sacred scripture for you. I want to read from the book of Acts. And I want to begin at the 12th verse of the second chapter. Now I want you to notice in the 16th chapter of the Saint Luke, in Matthew 16, when Jesus was asking, who those men say I, the Son of Man, am? And then the answer of Peter, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. That's right. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed this. You never learn it in the seminary. You never learn it by man. Said, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you. And I say that thou art Peter, upon this rock I build my church. The gate of hell shall not prevail against it. And I give unto you the key of the kingdom of heaven. Is that right? And whatever you lose on earth, I will lose in the heaven. What you bind on earth, I bind in heaven. Did he mean it? He wouldn't have said. Now, as time rolled on, now Peter is the key of the kingdom. Now, you Catholic people, you might think this, that you say Catholic Church is built upon Peter. All right, we find out. They had the key. The Catholic Church still has the key. Let's find out what Peter did about the key. See? Then we'll find out. The Bible says unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, go ye into all the world. Whosoever sins you remit to them, they remit. Whosoever sin you retain to them, they be retained. That I might say so that someone might not understand what I mean. Jesus said to the apostle, whosoever sins you forgive, I forgive them too. And whosoever sins you do not forgive, and hold it against them, I hold it against them too. That's what Jesus said. What the Catholic Church pushed toward that. But let's find out. They did it. In the day of Pentecost, the church is being inaugurated. They were, you have to notice this, he related Matthew 16 with Acts chapter 2. The church is being inaugurated. They were all in the upper room. Men came out of there speaking in different languages. Why? Every language under heaven was represented there. English was there too. Every language under heaven had to be there. What language was spoken in that day? Go ahead here and give many of the languages. And how the Crete and stranger and the proselyte of Rome and Arabian and all speak. And now they wasn't speaking in Anno tongue. They were speaking in known language to people, not unknown tongues, but languages that each one understood. Understood, the sinner, the unbeliever, could hear what he's saying. How do we hear in our own languages wherein that he was born? We understood that they were not speaking in a known tongue, but they were speaking in known tongue. For a disciple, they did not realize it. There was no translator there. There was not the brother man. There was not interpretation. So like speaking in tongue, then another one interpretation. Giving an interpretation. Other mocked and say, these are full of new wine. They were making fun of them because how was they doing? They were staggering like drunk man, talking, not knowing what they were saying, but were preaching to the congregation in language they did not know. But the congregation know it. See? All right. Others say, they are full of new wine. Look how they're acting. Others mocked, saying, these are full of... But Peter, watch out, boy. You got the key. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, now remember, this is the first inauguration of the church. Ye men of Judea, and you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for they are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of day, the salons was not open yet. You see, but this is that which he has spoken of by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last day, said God, I pour out my spirit upon flesh, upon your sons and daughters, and they shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. And we know this thing has taken place. And now it's Peter preaching now, the one with the key. Blood, fire, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord shall come. And it shall come pass that whosoever shall come upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, whosoever shall come upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear this word. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which he did in the midst of you. Yourself know. Talk about a rebuke. He had a key. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God. There you are. How could he ever be delivered? Because God predestinated to be that way. See, foreknowledge. Just a moment. Tell them, just hold a minute till I get through the scripture. Ye have taken by the wicked hands as crucified, as slain, who God has raised up, and lose the pain of death, because it was not possible. We can go forward. He is going to read the Acts chapter 2. And for paragraph 452. Now when they heard this, them sinners, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter, men and Peter, the rest, the apostle, men and brethren, what shall we do? All right, here you are. What is he got? The key of the kingdom. Where is the kingdom? It is within you. That's right. The Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God. We know it. We are born into the kingdom as subject of and delegates. Look, he's got the keys to the side. What you are going to do with it? This is the first time the door was ever opened. Now the question is asked the preacher for the first time. The one with the key, I believe if he said, stand on your head, that would be official. Whatever you bind on earth, I bind in heaven. All right, whatever he said, I'm going to say the same thing. Let's stop here a little bit. What's the meaning of all this? What's the meaning of all this? Here, God has given the key for Peter for the remission of sin. What is exactly what Brother Branham meant with, I will give you the key of the kingdom. What you bind on earth, we bind in heaven. What you lose on earth, we will lose. Here is the word of God which forgive sins. When the unbeliever hear the word of God and they receive it, the word of God forgive his sin. This is the original one. This is a forgiveness of sin. In the Catholic Church, they say, I forgive your sin. No. There are two different things. God has given to the church, to the elect, this authority to have the key or to have the kingdom of God within us. So we have the kingdom of God. You can forgive the sins. And how can you forgive it? Through the authority of the word of God. Because if you're preaching the right word of God, the earth of someone, through the blood of Jesus, in that word, is going to forgive the sin. If in the other side they believe. So this key, who have it? Just Peter. The church has this key. The Spirit was poured over the church. And this authority is what God has given to the church. For this reason, people were added to the church. How? Because the word of God was preached, and they were added. is through preaching that the sins are removed. We have to understand this thing. If not, the gospel that you are preaching is a vain gospel, because the true gospel of Christ is removing sin and is putting everything at its place. Amen. May God bless our heart. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children and to them that is far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That settled it forever. No person ever in any time could ever contradict that. Yeah, here the brother is enlightening. Ever contradict that, because in Italian it's different. Every person from that time on was baptized by immersing in the name of Jesus Christ, and some had been immersed by John the Baptist that baptized Jesus. And Paul told them they could not receive the Holy Ghost like that. They had to come back and to be rebaptized again in the name of Lord Jesus Christ before they could get the Holy Ghost. How many knows that the scripture? The congregation says, amen. Act 19. There are you. Because the kingdom of God will sealed to any other way by and hold by Jesus Christ. That will be official in heaven. The brother is reading again. Act 2:38. Let's pray. Father God, tonight 9900 and something years has passed, yet the honesty and integrity of human hearts still cry for God like children crying for milk of their mother's breast. We love you, Lord. We can't live without you. As David said, my soul thirsts after thee like the earth for the water brook. He must have it or die. And Father, we have come through the scripture back and forth, not to be different, but we see these seminarists, these theological students today who preach according to the commandment of men and not to the commandment of God. Therefore, Lord, we do not despise those men, but we despise those things that they teach. Therefore, Lord, we ask that they become our brothers. We ask that you forgive them or their error, and we pray that they will come to the scripture, read it, not the way some seminary teaches it, but according to the way that God has written it. We pray, God, now that these candidates who are coming tonight for water baptism, as our gallant pastor walks into this pulpit from here, to preach the gospel, this same gospel, and then to the baptismal pool to bury. Grant, Lord, that each one of these will receive the Holy Ghost. Cause you gave the promise, you shall receive the Holy Ghost. May the Spirit of God be waiting at the top of the water to receive the candidate tonight. For we commit them into your hand. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We'll finish it after long. We read the book of Hebrew in 2 years, and God has blessed us. He has blessed us with this teaching through the scripture. He blessed us. We have received great blessings. Let's see how God is going to lead us in the days to come. And let's see how will guide us or lead us. Glory, glory to God. Sunday, Sister Janina, she's coming to visit. And also brothers from Marseille, let us stand and thank God for all what He has given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glorious Celestial Father, we are here before you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, this Lord of Lords, this King of Kings. We're coming through this wonderful name. We have received blessings. We have received eternal life. We have received grace, and we have received everything that you have promised us. And you brought us back as it was, as it was in the beginning, one with Christ, one with the Word. What a wonderful thing, and what a precious thing you have given us. We do not have words to thank you. We don't know how to express ourselves. But you know the depth of everything. Lord, once again, stay in this church. Stay in our heart and bring us a step forward with you. May this baptism of the Holy Spirit be granted to your children as you have given it for free, without repentance. For this sacrifice, these two parts, they must be one, to be one with you. May your blessing come upon our heart, and may it put everything at its place, and may it destroy the work of the devil. And may we walk in thy way, step after step. You are about to come, and time is there. Open our heart, open our eyes to understand, strengthen our faith, strengthen us more and more for us to see you walking. There are difficulties in our way, but you are more than conqueror in our life. For you won every single battle. The death, You won rebellion, you won also sin, you won everything. Wonderful Celestial Father, oh, what a honor you have given us to be tonight in our midst. Yeah, Lord, as the Bible says, where there are two or three, you are in their midst. May your name be glorified in our midst. May also this youth in growing, may they listen to thy presence, the presence of the living God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, for one day they will serve you, one day we have that maturity to serve you. And also those who will listen, may the Holy Spirit come down, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We thanking you. Come in our midst. Remove the old nature. Remove all the old things, all characteristics that are coming from the law. May it be the renewing in your church. Everywhere in Liège, in France, everywhere in Germany, may there be this this revival. Grant us grace. You have given us life, eternal life. We're thanking you. Command and we will obey. Samuel did tell you, speak and we'll obey. And me, I obey. Let us know your ways. Let us know your word. Reveal thy word to us. Thank you, Jesus. And also for Sunday, prepare everything. Prepare everything. Grant us grace to be one spirit in one anointment of Christ for us, or for wonderful things to be or to happen in our midst. To you, all adoration, praises, oh Lord. All the brothers are listening. Brother Bruno is translating, and everywhere where this preaching will be here, may you bless the heart. We asking that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.